Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton, Illinois. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. We are gathered here today as we say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Janice Krieger, beloved servant of the Lord, someone who was born and raised right here in Hoyleton, right across the street, actually. So we're glad that you're here to join us today. Everything that you will need for the worship service today will be printed for you on this pink bulletin. The one exception to that would be there's going to be a hymn before the sermon, which you will find in the hymnal in front of you, the burgundy-colored hymnal. But for our opening song today, we are going to hear the song In Christ Alone, and we'll be listening to that song. If you know the words, you can sing along as well.
Bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. In holy baptism, Janus was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We now continue our service by reciting the words of Psalm 23. We speak these words together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Janus and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The first reading today comes from Psalm 25. This was one of the psalms that was very meaningful to Jan. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me, and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. O, guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today is from the book of Revelation, mainly from chapter 7, starting with verse 9, and then jumping to chapter 14. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Having heard the word of God, we now join together in speaking the words of our faith, the same words that Jan shared with us many times throughout her lifetime. This morning we will use the words of the Apostles' Creed, and if you need the words, they are printed on the back cover, the back flap of the hymnal in front of you. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We now turn to hymn number 727. We sing together On Eagle's Wings. To the family and friends of Janice Krieger, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith as well as to mourn its earthly end, especially to you, Lisa, Jan's beloved niece, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. While I never had the opportunity to personally meet Jan, I've been spending these last few days reflecting on some of the things that I've learned about her I had a phone call with you, Lisa, and we talked about who Aunt Jan was. And I've been thinking about these things. One of the things that has really stuck out to me, I think that's just pretty obvious, is that Jan was very dearly loved. She was dearly loved by her family, by her friends, by fellow teachers that she worked with and other people who worked in the schools. She was beloved by former students, too. I understand there were some that made a little bit of a journey to come and pay their respects and say goodbye to Miss Krieger. Maybe they've shown their support in countless other ways, too. It's not really a huge surprise because, by all accounts, Jan was a people person. She loved to be around people, but even more than that, she was a servant. She really loved to serve people. She lived her life in service to the Lord and to the others around her. I think about this career that she chose. You know, to be a Lutheran educator, to be a commissioned minister of the gospel. The teaching profession is one that I think for most people, the way we think about it is, you know, it's long hours and it's not so great pay most of the time, you know. And when you combine that with the fact that she was a Lutheran educator, she was a minister in that sense. You're working in Lutheran schools instead of public schools. Maybe there's even more sacrifice that goes into a career like that. I'm assuming that in Jan's mind, it was all worth it. Because what it meant for her is that it made it so she could spend her whole life doing what she loved to do, to teach people about Jesus, to teach this next generation, to raise them up in the fear of the Lord, mostly to third graders and their families, their parents. And she loved that God could use her to spread his kingdom in that way. But then, as if living her whole life dedicated to teaching the gospel wasn't enough, she also lived the gospel. And she would volunteer, she would drive for Meals on Wheels, and she worked with the Feed My People Food Bank in St. Louis, and I'm sure there were countless other organizations that she was involved with, too, over the years. And she was also a servant to her family. She chose not to be married or have children of her own, but she certainly had a family. A family who loved her, a family that she cared about deeply, and Jan was a rock. She would be there for people whenever they needed her. She was always willing to listen. She was always there during particularly tough times. So she will be missed. There's no doubt about that. In fact, she already is. I was looking through our files here at Trinity Hoyleton the other day, and I found Jan's confirmation verse when she graduated from eighth grade here in Hoyleton back in 1956. Her verse is printed there for you on the top of the bulletin. Some of you have probably already read it. It came from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." What an amazingly appropriate verse for her, for a teacher who really wanted to help others to do exactly what this verse says, to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. Thanks be to God, not only was she teaching others to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus, but she herself was growing in that grace and knowledge her whole life long. By the power of the Holy Spirit, she grew in that grace and knowledge each and every day. From the first day when she was baptized back in December of 1942 to the day when she was 13 and a half years old receiving that confirmation verse. To the day when she graduated from Concordia Seward and was a commissioned minister of the gospel. To the day when, after a long teaching career, she finally had an opportunity to retire. And yes, even to this past Monday, when she breathed her last on this earth. God was growing in her the grace and knowledge of her Savior Jesus every single moment. And you know what? It doesn't even stop there either. Because the end of that verse reminds us that the glory of Jesus lasts unto the day of eternity. Right? So in other words, there's an even greater day awaiting all of us. All of us are looking forward to a day that is so much better than any day we experience in this life, any day that even Jan experienced in this life. Earlier in the service, I just read a passage from the book of Revelation. And just in case you missed that last verse, I want to read it again. The last verse from Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, it says this: "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them.'" So these words were originally written by St. John, who was one of the disciples of Jesus, and he saw this vision of heaven that was described here. This beautiful vision, you have a multitude of people, they're wearing white robes, they're standing before the throne of God, they're standing before Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. It's amazing. It's an amazing vision. But what's even more important than the things that John saw are the things that John heard. And what he heard was, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." It's really amazing when you think about that. You know, the world thinks about death and tries to avoid it at all costs, right? And when you have a passage that comes up like this and you hear the word blessed attached to death, it seems so strange, right? It's so opposite of the way the rest of the world thinks. And yet, that's exactly the word that John hears in this vision, because for those who have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, death is not something to be feared. Death is not some hopeless devastation, because death is not the end of our story. And death is not the end of Jan's story either. What Jan knew and believed and taught was that on the day she died, that would be the last day that she would ever feel the awful effects of this sin and this brokenness in this life. All of the suffering, all the pain that we all go through on a day-to-day basis, Jan doesn't have to worry about anymore. She's traded in that mortal body for one of the white robes that John has described here in this vision. So Jan is blessed indeed, because even though she died in the Lord. There's this really great hymn in our hymnal. It's not a very familiar hymn. The tune's not very familiar, but it's a wonderful hymn that talks about some of the same things that John describes here in Revelation. It's called "Behold a Host Arrayed in White." And I just want to read to you some of the comforting words from the second verse of that hymn. And I want you to picture Jan as one of those saints wearing the white robes in heaven. It says, "Despised and scorned, they sojourned here, but now how glorious they appear. Those saints, they stand, a priestly band, God's throne forever near. On earth, they wept through bitter years. Now, God has wiped away their tears, transformed their strife to heavenly life, and freed them from their fears. They now enjoy the Sabbath rest, the heavenly banquet of the blessed. The Lamb, their Lord, at festive board himself is host and guest." Powerful words. Powerful words in the days of John, who saw this vision and had this task of preaching this kind of comfort to Christians who were being persecuted in his day. And comforting words and powerful words also for us. As we mourn, as we weep, true comfort has come to us today, because we know that finally Jan is at rest in the arms of her Lord and Savior, and she's enjoying that marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. So the vision of St. John is fulfilled for Jan. The vision of the saints in the white robes of baptism, praising God forever and ever and serving him. Jan's included in that crowd. But you know what? Even this isn't the end of the story. There's still more. There's more for Jan. There's more for us too. Jesus has promised us that on the last day, he will raise us up from the dead. We're going to be reunited with our bodies, except with the stains of sin completely washed off of us. The sting of death will be destroyed forever. The whole creation will see Jesus in his glory. Every tear will be wiped away from our eyes. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Jan's going to be there too. Together, we're going to all live for eternity in a place that's way better than any place you could possibly imagine. The last part of that verse from Revelation says, their deeds follow them. And I mentioned earlier that Janice, she lived her life in service to others, but she didn't place her hope in those things. She didn't place her hope in her accomplishments. Her good deeds are not what led her to heaven. Her faith in Jesus did that. Instead, her deeds follow her. They follow her in our memory of her. They follow her in all of the countless lives that she touched. They follow her even on days that we miss her and we wish that she was still here among us. But as we mourn and as we celebrate, we're comforted. We look forward to the day when John's vision is reality for all of us, standing with Jan before the throne of the Lamb. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Janice Krieger and to all who mourn comfort in their grief, and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Jan and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Our closing song today will be How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Again, we'll listen to this song, and if you know the words, you may sing along.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Ooh. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. bonds have paid my ransom. His wounds have paid my ransom.